This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. If you ever take Broward County Transit and ride the bus up or down State Road 7, Sunrise Boulevard, or US 1, at some point in the last 4 years, you've likely had Robert Rutherford as your bus driver. Rutherford writes a blog called Bus Tropical. It's full of stories and poetry about his observations from the driver's seat. I rode with him across Broward County to hear more about what he finds so beautiful while sitting in traffic. Hello. Robert Rutherford likes to talk to every person who gets on his bus routes.
Now that's a lot of hellos over time, let me tell you. I get a sore throat from it.
And he tries to get them to talk back. Some of them do, like Zoe White. She says it makes her day when bus drivers say hi while she's running errands on State Road 7.
Makes me feel welcome on the bus.
Not a lot of Rutherford's passengers know that he writes a blog of short stories. It's called Bus Tropical. Don Scott's on his way home from work, and he hears us talking about it.
Well, I'm sure he got a lot of great stories, because I see a lot, too.
This is not a ranting blog. It is a love song to Broward County.
When I first asked Rutherford for the story behind his blog, I got an email back with a picture of a smiling manatee at the bottom. The original inspiration behind Bus Tropical was actually bus spelled backwards, a play on subtropical.
I had a do-it-yourself manatee that I made myself on Photoshop, and I had someone animate it so the S and the B would spin like a wheel and just interchange. So you could tell, oh, sub, bus, okay, I get it.
Until about 4 years ago, Rutherford worked in an office in the printing business. He grew up in Wilton Manors and has been taking the bus his whole life. One day, he decided he needed a change.
So now my new office is all over town, and I'm surrounded by windows, and I meet all my neighbors and visitors, and I love it. We roll through the arteries every day. We are moving the community.
Here's an entry he wrote on a Sunday morning last October.
By now, church was out, people were awake, and the street was buzzing. The relentless gridlock of sun-hungry beachgoers inching eastward weren't giving us an inch, much less 40 feet, to slide a bus into. Someone was playing music without headphones, but low enough that no one seemed to be bothered by the classic Marley jam. Don't worry about a thing. It was Sunday, after all, the slow day of the week.
A lot of people, while they ride the bus, especially during rush hour, generally keep to themselves, but they have something in common with their driver. They like the views.
I always like to sit in the window, to be honest, enjoying the view.
I like the view out the window. I mean, that's why I'd rather choose window seats.
I just look out the window and watch where I'm going.
Jeannie Doggett is one of those passengers. She was riding with Rutherford down Federal Highway on a Friday afternoon on her way to see her grandson. She used to have a car, but insurance became too expensive.
It's fun to see because I've always been the driver, you know, and I've always had children and people to pay attention to. And now I see so much more. Now I see all these places that I never really looked at.
A few years ago, Rutherford saw a post from another bus driver who writes a blog in Seattle. It was about a movie called Patterson. It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival and kind of parallels Rutherford's life. It's about a bus driver who writes poetry, played by Adam Driver. One of the poems is about driving through a rainstorm.
I go through trillions of molecules that move aside to make way for me, while on both sides, trillions more stay where they are.
It was like, man, I felt like it was about me in a way, but you got everything from the conversations you hear on the bus to seeing the bus's reflection in the shop front windows.
The tagline for the film also reads a lot like Bus Tropical. Beauty is often found in the smallest details. Rutherford tells me that's the whole point of why he writes his blog.
It's really going to be a reflection of our community, our part of the world. Hopefully tell stories of the storyless and stories that would not be told otherwise.
It's right there at the top of Robert Rutherford's blog. Next stop, life. I'm Katie Switalski in Hollywood.